Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Ark of a Covenant by Walter Russell Mead explores the deep and often surprising ties between the United States and the Jewish people, with a particular focus on the modern state of Israel. Rather than treating the relationship as a narrow story of lobbying or short-term diplomacy, Mead frames it as a long historical arc shaped by religion, culture, strategic interests, and competing moral narratives. The book traces how American public life, influenced by Protestant biblical traditions and ideas about national destiny, developed a recurring sympathy for Jewish restoration and later for Israel. At the same time, it examines how that sympathy has never been uncontested, facing pushback from geopolitical realism, oil politics, Cold War calculations, and shifting domestic coalitions. By combining historical sweep with policy analysis, Mead invites readers to see U.S.-Israel relations as a changing covenant, like a story in which ideals and interests repeatedly reinforce and contradict each other. The result is a wide-angle account of why this alliance matters, and why it remains politically durable, yet perpetually debated. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a long historical arc behind American support for Jewish restoration. One of the book's central themes is that American engagement with Jewish national aspirations did not begin in 1948 and cannot be reduced to modern politics. Mead emphasizes older currents in American culture, especially Protestant readings of the Bible and the idea that history has a providential direction. In this view, the return of the Jewish people to their ancestral homeland became, for many Americans, not only a foreign policy issue but a meaningful story connected to American identity and moral imagination. The book situates early American interest in the Holy Land within broader 19th century movements, including missionary activity, romantic travel writing, and the rise of biblical literacy in public life. These forces helped make Zionist ideas legible to ordinary Americans long before the creation of Israel. Mead also underscores that these cultural sympathies interacted with evolving American power as the United States grew from a republic on the periphery of global politics into a major international actor. It increasingly had the means to influence outcomes in the Middle East by presenting support as historically layered. The book reframes debates about U.S.-Israel relations. They are not merely policy disagreements but disputes over national narratives, moral commitments, and the meaning Americans assign to history itself. Secondly, how interests and ideals combine in U.S. policy toward Israel. Mead treats the U.S.-Israel relationship as an ongoing negotiation between strategic calculation and moral purpose. On the strategic side, Israel has at different times been seen as a democratic partner, a capable military actor, and a source of intelligence and technological cooperation in a volatile region. Those arguments have varied in strength depending on the era, from the Cold War through the post-9/11 period, and they have competed with concerns about regional stability, relations with Arab states, and energy security. On the moral side, American leaders and publics have often interpreted Israel through ethical frames: the legacy of the Holocaust, the language of refuge and survival, and the appeal of a small state defending itself against stronger adversaries. Mead shows that these idealistic interpretations do not float above politics. They shape what policy options feel legitimate and what alliances feel natural. The book also highlights how this blend of interests and ideals can produce tensions. When Israeli actions conflict with American diplomatic goals, or when peace processes stall, supporters and critics interpret the same facts differently because they prioritize different parts of the moral strategic mix. The result is a durable partnership that is nonetheless repeatedly tested by events, personalities, and changing geopolitical conditions. Thirdly, the role of American domestic coalitions and political culture. A major topic is how domestic politics in the United States help sustain, complicate, and sometimes polarize support for Israel. Mead looks beyond simplistic explanations and considers the way multiple communities, institutions, and narratives interact. Jewish-American engagement is part of the story, but the book also emphasizes the importance of Christian Zionism, particularly among evangelical Protestants, for whom Israel carries theological significance and symbolizes fidelity to Scripture. In addition, the book considers how American political culture tends to favor stories of national liberation, frontier building, and democratic resilience, themes that many citizens perceive in Israel's history. Mead also points to countervailing coalitions, including foreign policy realists wary of entanglements, critics concerned about Palestinian rights, and voices emphasizing broader regional relationships. These groups do not simply argue about policy, they contest the moral language used to describe the conflict and America's role within it. Over time, party alignments, media ecosystems, and generational change can shift which coalition is louder and which arguments resonate. Mead presents domestic debate as a key driver of foreign policy endurance because support for Israel is rooted in multiple constituencies. It does not depend on a single interest group. At the same time, the same multi-coalition structure makes the issue persistently contentious and vulnerable to becoming a proxy for wider American cultural conflicts. Fourthly, Israel, the Middle East, and the limits of American influence, Mi places the alliance within the larger Middle Eastern context and highlights the constraints that repeatedly frustrate American ambitions. The United States has often sought a regional order that supports stability, protects economic interests, and limits threats from hostile states or non-state actors. Israel fits into that picture in some ways, but complicates it in others, especially when Arab public opinion, nationalist movements, and later Islamist currents view U.S. support for Israel as illegitimate. The book explores how wars, intifadas, peace initiatives, and shifting power balances shape what Washington can realistically achieve. It also considers the recurring American hope that diplomacy can deliver a comprehensive settlement and the recurring reality that local politics, security fears, and competing historical claims make final status solutions extremely hard. Mead suggests that American policymakers repeatedly confront a mismatch between the moral clarity often demanded by domestic audiences and the ambiguous trade-offs required by regional diplomacy. Another limit comes from the fact that Israel is a sovereign actor with its own threat perceptions and electoral dynamics. It cannot be treated as a simple instrument of American strategy. By emphasizing limits, the book encourages readers to evaluate U.S. policy not only by intentions but by structural conditions, including geography, demography, and the persistence of unresolved national identities across the region. Lastly, the fate of the Jewish people and the global meaning of Zionism. The book links U.S.-Israel relations to a broader question: what the existence and security of Israel means for Jewish life worldwide. Mead frames Israel not only as a state but as a central reference point in modern Jewish history, affecting identity, safety, and political vulnerability. The book examines how anti-Semitism, diaspora politics, and international legitimacy debates intersect with Israel's policies and with America's stance toward the Jewish state. In this account, support for Israel often functions as a response to historical trauma and as a commitment to the principle that the Jewish people should possess political agency and a place of refuge. At the same time, Mead acknowledges that Israel's actions and the ongoing conflict generate worldwide controversy that can shape perceptions of Jews more broadly, sometimes placing diaspora communities in complex positions. The United States, with its large Jewish population and its global influence, becomes a pivotal arena where these questions are argued and where international narratives are amplified. By tying geopolitical analysis to the fate of a people, the book raises the stakes of policy debate. It is not only about borders and treaties, but about historical memory, collective security, and the moral responsibilities that powerful nations assume when they align themselves with a contested cause. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who want more than a headline-level explanation of why the United States and Israel remain so closely linked. Policy professionals, students of international relations, journalists, and historically minded general readers will benefit, especially those interested in how religion, culture, and national mythology affect real-world diplomacy. It can improve a reader's life by sharpening the ability to interpret foreign policy debates as conflicts over identity and moral language, not just tactical disagreements. That skill helps in civic life, where arguments about the Middle East often serve as stand-ins for broader American divisions. Mead also provides a framework for thinking in longer time horizons, showing how coalitions form, how narratives harden, and why some alliances prove resilient even when costly. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on lobbying, military aid, or a single administration, this work stands out for connecting deep cultural history to modern strategic choices. Its value is in synthesis. It gathers many strands into a coherent story that helps readers understand how today's controversies grew from centuries of belief, politics, and power. For anyone seeking context, not slogans, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Walter Russell Mead, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.